Guys,
welcome back.
Welcome back. We're here. Can you hear us? Can you hear us? Yeah,
we're good.
We're good. I think something's going on with my headphones. Whatever. We're gonna go see. Hopefully, this is working. According to Elle, this is working. Well,
yeah, I hear you.
It's okay, good. Well, you know, we're here. Licensed to Chill. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth.
Welcome back. It's another week. Elizabeth's back.
Woo!
Which is very exciting.
It's been so long.
It's been so long. We definitely missed her a lot.
I would have much rather been here than at my German class.
Yeah, how was that?
You know, a lot of grammar, a lot of German.
German and grammar. That's love grammar. So fun.
You know what's weird?
What?
I think the majority of my knowledge about grammar, like in general, is from taking German classes.
You know,
and not English.
That's how I feel after Spanish.
I've never learned like real actual grammar in English.
No, totally. Class. Like I know what the subjunctive is now.
Yes, and that's only because of German.
Because
class.
of Spanish.
Yeah. Like I guess part of my ninth grade like English class in quotes.
No.
Like we had grammar units, but like we didn't. Like all of my grammar. Like the reason I know what the direct object is and like
is because
between an adverb and an adjective
of German
is because of German.
Wow. Thank you, German.
Thanks, German, for helping me with my
one
English.
Of the good, the only good thing we got.
There's a lot of good things about German. I just like complaining about the amount of work I have to do.
There's a lot of homework I hear about.
Yeah, but guys, it is beautiful outside.
Oh my God!
And it's been beautiful like this since Friday.
Oh my God! It's insane.
It's marvelous.
I looked at the weather app and it's like 70, like 65. Like, oh my God! It's beautiful.
Marvelous. It looks like it might storm this afternoon, but like
I did see a lightning cloud.
Ooh.
But
Oh, but campus is so pretty.
It is. It's a nice
Everything's
day.
Blooming. They've been mulching for like 3 days
did
now.
You? Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous the amount of mulch trucks that's been going around campus.
I did see that.
But it looks gorgeous, so I can't complain.
Aww.
You know what I want to invest in?
What?
One of those hammocks.
Oh, I thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I really wish I had one. Like all these people walking by in their hammocks. Like who thinks I'm gonna go to college? Let me like bring a hammock. Like that was not.
I really want to invest in a hammock. I'm not sure it's a wise investment.
No, I think. Well, I'm sure they're not that expensive. You get like.
I have no clue.
These aren't really like nice.
Are there like nice hammocks?
Yeah,
hammocks.
Yeah,
nice
no,
hammocks?
I know there's a nice. My uncle, they like my aunt and uncle and cousin have an upstate house, and he slept like in the winter. Outside in like a sleeping bag heated hammock.
Okay, so you have nice hammocks and bad hammocks.
Yeah, so we
have to look into that.
Yeah. Well, also, you know, we have to remind you guys. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. No, just in case you forgot where you are. Also, like maybe we should play some music.
Oh, music! Dang, you're right. Okay. I love this first song.
And
the second one, I think.
The second one? Okay, we'll play them, then we'll talk about them, hash it out. I do have a story about the first one, even though it's your song.
It's a great song.
It's a good song. They're both good. Okay, let's get this started. Okay, let's go.
Oh, Listomania. Think less but see it grow. Like a ride, like a ride.
Hey guys, we're back. Also, we fixed the headphone situation, so now we can hear everything, and it's great.
Hannah's a technical genius.
Ha ha ha. I wouldn't go that far.
Just pushing buttons until something works.
Basically.
That's our plan.
Yeah.
Works pretty well for us.
Yeah. Okay. That was Listomania from Phoenix, and I Used to Let You Get to Me from Generationals.
Yeah. Listomania, Phoenix, that was my pick. Mm-hmm. I've known the song for a while. I don't know from where.
It's just like always been there.
It's just one of those songs you know. But then shout out to my crew friend and coxswain, Erica Nally, for playing this song. We were hanging out last weekend before the regatta, and she was mm-hmm. playing it, and I was like, oh my god, like, I know this song. Aww. I love this song. What is it called? So shout out to Erica for reintroducing it to me.
Aww.
Or I guess introducing it to me for the first time. I don't know, but reminding really good song. You. Reminding me of it.
Nice.
Love it. You have a story about Listomania?
Yeah. I want to say it was in like physics class junior year. That was probably the hardest class. Oh my god, AP physics. Like, I really wish that I understood it, but I just didn't. You know, maybe I can still understand it now. But like, oh, it was so rough.
AP physics was... Not a good time.
And my friend, shout out to my friend Emily Ma. She's in Berkeley right now, you know, doing her... She's like a physics math major or something insane. But anyway, I think we were in physics, and I was probably complaining about physics. And we gave up on our work and started talking about music, I think, or we had been talking about before. And I remember she was into the song, and so was I. And apparently, it's called Listomania because... there was this musician, like, back in, like, a long time ago called List, like, L-I-S-Z-T. Not in America, it's somewhere in Europe. And he had, like, this huge following, like, insane fans, like, groupies. Like, it was this huge thing, like, kind of like celebrities now. And it was, like, a total new thing back then. So they created this called Listomania, which was like everyone was obsessed with this guy List, and it was just Listomania, like crazy fans like obsessed with this guy. And I think that's like what the song's pretty much about.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
I was wondering where Listomania came from.
Yeah,
didn't know.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, supposedly, it in physics class.
Hmm.
Yeah.
AP physics was good for something at least.
yeah
that shoving stuff down.
I know gravity's a inclines. Thing. Something equals MA. G equals MA.
Force? Even I know that. I think that was like a sixth grade topic.
What?
Definitely.
I did well. I got a 96 on like the circular motion test.
Oh, I could never understand it. The angular momentum.
So cool.
Not angular. Wait, what's the momentum where like you spin the bike wheel and then it always goes back to center?
It's not circular? I don't know.
Angular?
Circular.
There's a reason I'm taking physics for dummies next semester. Oh. But
yeah, we don't have to talk about physics. This is a happy
room. No physics in this room.
No. Well, there's probably a lot of physics, but you know.
Okay, no physics talk. Tell me about the second song.
Okay, second song, I Used to Let You Get to Me, Generationals. I got really into the Generationals recently and just like listen to their album Heza, which is pretty, it's really chill, but like kind of has a nice happy vibe. I don't know, it's been pretty good. I thought we were picking songs and I was like, I need to pick something from this album, so I chose this one. It's a little more upbeat than their other ones, which I like.
I was a fan. I liked it.
Yeah, I'm a fan too. Let's see the next one. Oh, another great selection.
Is this one of mine?
I think it's yours, but we both like it.
Oh, one of these. All right, let's
go
for
it. Yeah, one of these. Oh, I like these. Okay, ready? We're going to go. Here we go.
Thank you.
what you want. There's nothing left to want. Tell me what you want. Fuzzy into the cars, white girls in the north. Fire past one, fire one. They are the fabled lambs of Sunday ham, the ages long. And they could fold above the car.
Hey guys, we're back.
Welcome back.
That was It's a Trip. There's an exclamation point after a trip. It's a Trip by Joywave and Phantom Limb by The Shins.
I've become a really big The Shins fan since we started the show.
Yeah? Oh, I love it.
What's that song? The Simple Song?
Yeah.
Oh, I love
it. Just a Simple Song.
That's such a great... That is good. Chill song.
No, it's really chill. I've been listening to The Shins a bunch recently. They're really chill. Yeah. Nice, chill vibe.
I'm a big fan.
License to Chill.
Well, I see the correlation.
So The Shins, that was my pick.
It's a Trip, that was my pick. Came up on the recommended section of Spotify. It's a little spooky.
It is. I was kind of surprised when you picked it because it's a little like edgier.
Yeah, it's a little spooky, a little edgy. Yeah. I like it though. It's cool.
No, it's cool. I feel that. Yeah. Anything exciting happened today?
Well, you know, morning practice was
thrilling.
It was above 50 degrees though, so that was a win.
Oh, yay.
It was quite nice.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that was my good thing today. Oh, and major progress on the biology poster.
Yes. Is this the one where, let's hope they're not listening, none of your group members are actually doing anything?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, okay.
But major progress has been made today.
Yes. So by you?
Actually?
No way. Someone did something?
Yes. It was a group effort this afternoon to get stuff done.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I mean, yeah. It was...
Okay.
Net positive experience.
Yes, net positive.
It needs to be done by Thursday, so we'll work on that soon.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
What about you?
I got up. I had a psych personality test today. Do not be fooled. Personality is a lot less cool than it sounds. I should have studied more, but I think it was okay. I wasn't too stressed out. Like, I kind of went in with like a good attitude, so I think that was good.
Yeah. Interesting.
No, it's pretty good. Then I, you know, had some lunch, went to econ, now I'm here.
This is the best part of my Tuesday.
Yeah, I actually forgot about this and then got super excited when I remembered. It was fun.
It's a good break in the Tuesday afternoon.
No, it's an amazing break. Because I feel like Tuesdays suck. Like, nothing happens on Tuesday. Actually, I have frisbee practice today. But otherwise, it's like, what, Tuesday? There's still, like, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. It's good.
It's good. It's good.
I'm so excited for this next song.
excited. I don't know. We were listening to, like, we were getting our playlist ready, and it kind of made me sad.
It's a bit of a sad song, but I really like it.
Like, I might cry. It's not a sad song, just the idea. You know, we'll play and hash it out.
You guys can form your own opinions.
Okay, here we go.
This is a bad one. Racked up too many mistakes. Thought you were in for the long run. Now you're just another heartbreak. Oh, you don't know how this goes. If I'm being honest, yeah, it might take a little longer for us to be cool again. It might take a little longer for us to be cool. It might take a little longer for us to
JK, now you can hear me. Hi, guys. We're back. Let's see. That was Cool Again by Shoffy and Ways to Go by Group Love.
Two fantastic songs.
Okay, I don't know about you, but Cool Again makes me really sad.
I think it's an optimistic song.
It's so sad.
It's like uplifting.
I feel like
and
I might
optimistic.
Cry a little bit because he's like talking and he's like, I thought that we could get through. I thought we would just, you know, kind of have a clean break, but I think it's going to take us longer.
Yeah, like, it's just going to take some time.
It would be okay then, but it's not okay.
It just takes time and then everything becomes cool again.
It's so sad.
It's optimistic and positive, and I think it's a really cool song.
No, I think it's a good song. It's a great song. I feel emotions.
Yeah, we listened to it. I had a regatta on Sunday, and it was on the playlist on the ride to the regatta. Because, you know, college kids can't go anywhere without hooking
Very
up to the aux.
True. Oh, my God.
It could literally be a 3-minute drive to Wawa, but that aux wouldn't be on.
Oh, my God. This weekend on Saturday, we had a frisbee tournament, and it was like an hour and 40 minutes away.
Oh, I know the story.
And, okay, I'll give you the short version. Basically, no.
Just say the name.
I don't know if anyone knows Julian. I love Julian. You know, great guy. But he decides to sit in shotgun, and when he goes to plug in the aux, like, you have to Bluetooth plug it in. And so he couldn't figure out how to plug it in Bluetooth, and he's looking through the manual, looking at videos, looking at, like, tutorials online. 45 minutes into the drive, the driver, Eric, is like, oh, wait, I think that the car is telling me that we need to not be moving to make the music, to connect the phone to the music. And Julian's like, oh, yeah, I knew that. And Eric's like, then why have we been driving for 45 minutes in silence? And he's like, oh, yeah, I thought that, you know, we could just figure out a way to do it without stopping the car. And everyone was so mad. And we actually pulled over on the side of the highway, connected Julian's phone, got back onto the highway, and his phone is connected. We're all ready. And he's like, oh, wait, guys, I don't have Spotify Premium, so we have to only shuffle songs, and
big mistake.
We are going to have to listen to ads.
Rule number one, if you ever drive anywhere with, like, teenagers or young adults, never hook up to the aux if you don't have Premium.
Okay, everyone, I was kind of just laughing the entire time, and everyone was so mad, and it was so funny. Maybe you had to be there, but it was hilarious.
Always make sure you have Spotify Premium if you're on the aux.
It was
no one wants to be that person that plays the ads.
It was hilarious. Yeah. Well, oh, other song that we played was Ways to Go by Group Love. That was just like came up on some playlist, but I thought it was a pretty nice song.
It's grand. I like it.
Grand.
It's grand. It was grand.
It's grand. It's a grand song. Yeah.
Let's listen to some more music.
Actually, do you want to do PSA?
Oh, forgot about the PSAs. What should we read today?
I forgot about them too.
You know, I have the same like 5 sheets that have been here week 1. It's now week 8.
I think that we've read the fire one at least like 3 times.
Should I read it again?
I really like the fire one. It's up to you.
Oh, this is the script. I don't want to read the script. Hold on. Let me find.
Oh, there's no back to this.
You know, I could read the hepatitis one again.
The hepatitis one?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
All right, we're going to read 3 facts about hepatitis C.
Yes.
Okay, 3 facts you should know about hepatitis C. 1, hepatitis C is a leading cause of liver cancer. Yeah. 2, hepatitis C testing is not part of routine blood work. 3, millions of Americans have hepatitis C, but most don't know it. This disease often has no symptoms. Talk to your doctor. Early detection can save lives.
Fun stuff.
All right, should I read the general one about hep C?
Sure.
All right. Do you know about hepatitis C?
No.
Hepatitis C is a leading cause of liver cancer.
No way.
Millions of Americans have hepatitis C, but almost half of people don't know they're infected. People can live with hepatitis C for decades without having symptoms or feeling sick. Talk to your doctor. Early detection can save lives. That was almost the same as the last one.
Exciting stuff.
Oh, well. Do you got one more on there for us?
Yeah, let's see. This is depression. Get hype.
Let's not hype up depression.
Sorry. Just, you know, get normal hype. When experiencing depression, I couldn't get out of bed or focus. My goals and dreams drifted away. I got my life back through the help of a support group of people who had been where I was. They helped me see that my life wasn't limited, that I could still achieve my dreams. 50,000 people find compassion and encouragement at their local Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance support group. Visit supporthelps.org or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. We've been there. We can help.
Very good.
Cool. Exciting stuff. Music?
I love music.
Good. That's,
no, that's why we're here.
That's why we're here. Yeah, literally.
I don't remember the first one.
The first one is my pick. This is good. Right. I like this song. We played Alt-J last week, and I've gotten into them. They're kind of, like, weird and alternative, but this album, An Awesome Wave, it does have some weird stuff, but it's so cool.
All right. I'm excited. Okay, let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
She may contain the urge to run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Cedrazine, your fever, scream me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop?
Hey guys, we're back. That was Breeze Blocks by Alt-J and Vowels. I don't know if that's also... In parentheses it says, and the importance of being me by Honey. It's all in caps, so it's like loud.
text yelling.
Honey! Huh? Yeah, it's loud. Whatever.
All caps. It's important.
All caps. In sophomore year, I took global class, and my teacher, Mr. Green was the best, but he'd like write things in caps, and then he'd be like he would say it out loud and be like, I have to yell it because it's in caps, like I have to yell.
It's very true.
Yeah,
my mom, when she texts, if it's in all caps, it's like yelling.
Is she mad or is like excited?
Either or. Typically it's like the opposite, not excited, like yelling. Like she'll text my brother, it'll be in all caps, and that's when you know, like, it's real.
Yeah. Sometimes I do caps if I'm, like, super excited. Like, I was going to text you when I said, like, I forgot about the radio show, and I'm so happy.
In all caps?
It wasn't in caps. I just said a lot of exclamation points.
Yeah. Caps, exclamation points.
Yeah.
Gets the message across.
Yeah. First song, Breeze Blocks. Yeah, we played an Alt-J song last week, and it was really good. I just started sort of listening to them, and I think, yeah, we played Left Hand Free, which is really good. And I think Alt-J, they kind of have a weird, like, alternative hippie, hip-hop, I don't know.
It was a little weird, but I liked it.
But
it's good.
It's good. Like, most of them are really out there, but I like this one. This one's a little more...
Chiller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought I like it.
Interesting. Yeah. Vowels was my pick. Nice. Just another one from the recommended section of my Spotify playlist. But I like it. It's cute.
Yeah.
A-E-I-O-U. It's nice. It's happy.
Oh, it's cute.
Uplifting.
Yeah. Should we go into the next batch?
Yeah. How come we always end up with an odd number?
Oh, we always have 13.
Yeah, why?
Because I think it's
you
like,
pick one and then I pick one, but then we always end up with an odd number.
Oh, wait. That's actually really... Oh, well, I guess we just do it based on time.
Yeah.
So, like, there's always an extra...
Huh.
One, and we always have it at, like, 45 minutes of songs.
Yeah. Well, let's get into this next batch.
I made our last one good, because we both like it, and also because that's the title. Like, you know, we're just kind of...
Yeah. That's good. We can end with that one.
Yeah. It's a surprise. We're not telling.
Yeah, no names, and then we can talk about that. And then we can end with the finale.
Yeah, just, like,
I like it. Ooh,
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I planned it out. Okay.
Groovy.
The next song... Okay, you know, we'll explain it, but it's good. I really like this song. Okay, here we go.
I'm place you feel like home. You're like the opposite of all of my mistakes. Tear down the biggest walls and put me in my place. I know that kind of comfortable you cannot replicate. You feel like home. So if you're asking me, say, oh, how do you know?
Hey guys, so that was Happy Man by Jungle. That was my pick. Shout out to Fiona. My friend Fiona, we had a pancake night a couple days ago and she put this on and I was like, oh my god, I love this song.
Do they know what pancake night is?
I don't know. Oh yeah, so pancake night is, we started having pancake nights a while ago. They're three ingredient gluten-free pancakes. We just kind of hang out in the roof common room.
It started just me and Hannah. Hannah was like, let's be spontaneous. I have oats.
And we were like, I have oats.
I was like, okay, what can we do with oats?
I have oats, banana, milk.
She was like, I have oats in a blender. Let's be spontaneous.
Oh, I love my blender. Yeah.
And now it's like a big thing.
Now it's a big pancake thing. We have pancakes all the time.
The pancakes have improved significantly,
too. Oh, yeah. We got the recipe down.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I heard the song Pancake Night. I also remembered I've heard it in the radio at home a lot over the summer. And Fiona got me into listening to like albums. Because I didn't used to do that. I would just go onto like some Spotify radio and listen to random songs. But now I feel like I started listening to the Alt-J album and the Shins. And now I feel like I actually know the artist. Mm-hmm. Which is really cool. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, I feel that. Bones by Galantis and One Republic was a suggestion from our loyal listener, my Aunt Donna.
Yay.
Appreciate her for that. Shout out. It was a good song. I haven't heard it before. Mm-hmm. I might have, but like...
Maybe.
I don't know. Galantis is a very popular artist with the Women's Crew team. They have a lot of like remixes and stuff that are very good for working mm-hmm. out. So I'm familiar with them. And of course, everyone knows One Republic.
Mm-hmm.
But I had not heard this song before. I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's cute. Yeah. It's cute. Nice, uplifting.
Very uplifting. Nice beat. Like, I feel like I could, like, run to that song or something.
Totally.
Very chill. Yeah, I was a fan.
I feel it.
Thanks, Aunt Donna. It's good.
Thanks, Aunt Donna. yeah. Wonder if Bones, the Frisbee player, is listening.
Ooh, cool. No,
I doubt
it.
I doubt it.
Is it me or just get it really dark in here?
It did. Maybe
I wonder
it's cloudy?
That thunderstorm's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Can't really tell. There's windows in here, but they're, like, they're really high towards the ceiling, and I feel like we're kind of in this little box. But it just got really dark in here, so.
I don't know about you, but I love storms.
Me too, but not when I have to walk back in the storm.
Okay, I don't really like being in the storm. Well, I don't know. I just love, like, seeing the lightning and thunder, and, like, at home. Sometimes my dad will just, like, walk outside in the storm, and we just, like, go out onto our steps and, like, look at the storm, and my mom gets so scared.
Oh, that's my family, too. My dad will go outside, and, of course, my brother will want to go outside, too, and look at it. Were you here when the tornado sirens went off?
No.
You weren't here?
Wait.
It was last semester, and, the campus-wide, like, warning system went off. I was on the quad, and, like, sirens were going off, and, like, the automated speaker was, like, tornado.
Oh my
tornado.
God, I don't remember that at all.
I was walking to dinner, so then I just completed my walk to dinner, and there was no tornado. We were safe.
That's crazy. I remember tornado, like, they mentioned it a lot.
Yeah, no, this was on the actual, like, the sirens went off on the quad and everything, and it was like,
oh my god, that's kind of scary.
Find shelter. It was bizarre, because you could see the lightning. It was one of those situations where, like, you could see the lightning far away, but it wasn't, like, raining yet. And then the alarms went off, and it was just a bizarre and creepy, like, out-of-this-world type thing.
That is, yeah, wow, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I feel what you mean. I could use a good storm, especially because I'm not outside for practice
this
afternoon.
That's very true.
So all my friends will get rained on, but I won't.
Wow, that's sweet. That's cute.
Sorry, guys, if you're listening.
Wow, you're
sorry,
so
sweet. Sorry,
not sorry. Oh, my God.
All right, let's listen to these last two songs. I'm really excited for this one.
Oh, you're really excited for your
pick. I love this song. It's German, so you're not going to know what it means, guys, but...
We don't know what it means. Well, Elizabeth,
I have a
gist.
A gist. Yeah, I get the gist, but I don't know exactly what it means.
I don't know what it means. So you're good.
I'm pumped. Let's go.
We'll just be jamming out. Okay, here we go.
I wanna get back. she was trying to show me how a life can move from the darkness. She said to get better. So I put a bullet where I should have put a helmet and I crashed my car cause I wanna get carried away. That's why I'm standing on the overpass screaming at myself, hey, I wanna get better.
Oh, just for clarification, that was not the German song. This is the German song. So get hype, let's go. So good. Oh my god, that was so good. So that was, the first song was I Want to Get Better by the Bleachers. And then we had Traum from Crow. First song is My Pick. I didn't realize how intense it was, but it's so good.
Yeah, that was wild. Those two were wild.
That was a wild bang. Like, so it's like, it's usually so chill in here.
We just jammed.
We just like, oh my god, that was so intense.
It was wild.
That was great.
Ooh.
So, what do we know? Do you know any of the words that happened in Traum? Like, what does
that
mean?
Yes, well, Traum means dream.
Aww.
So you say Träumen means to dream. Träumen von is to dream of.
That's cute.
And then Traum is the noun dream. Okay. So it's about a dream. It's hard because, like, in a song, they don't follow a strict sentence structure.
I can really only
understand, like, a strict sentence structure with, like, when, you know, your direct object is followed by, your verb and, like, all that good stuff.
Yep.
But, no, he talks about falling in love and not being alone. So I'm assuming it's a love song of some sorts.
Okay.
And he's dreaming about something about love and no longer being alone.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
He said, Verlieben. Verlieben on is to fall in love.
And oh, nice.
Nicht allein. So, we're not going to talk German on the radio show.
We could learn something. Okay.
Yeah. Well, now you know three words now. Traum, to dream.
Okay.
Four. Träumen. Well, Traum is a dream. Träumen, to dream.
Okay.
Allein, alone.
Okay.
Verlieben, fall in love.
Okay.
Yeah.
I totally remember all of that. No, Traum is dream.
There's going to be a quiz later.
It's going to be... Oh, shoot. Next week, there's a quiz.
Yep, pop quiz next week. Study.
Okay, get ready. Yeah, well, should we send you guys on your way? I get it, because our next song is called Send Me On My Way.
Hopefully, we won't be walking back in the rain. It's getting pretty dark. We'll be walking back in the rain. Well,
but that's okay. It'll be a nice...
I actually have a rain jacket with me. For once, I'm prepared.
I do not. I'm unprepared. I'm going to have to be a freeing experience in my tank top. I'm excited.
Just so you guys remember, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is our show, License to Chill. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Hannah.
And we're going to send you on your way. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, see you next week. So Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root. Okay. Bye, guys.
Peace.
Well, pick me up with golden hand. I'm gonna sail, I'm gonna tell you to run. Oh boy, oh boy, nobody see, nobody on. See me on my way. See me on my way.
Sigmund Young.